Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I have a very exciting interview for you today. Mr. Ronnie George, RG3, the man, the myth, the legend. Louisiana team building, branding, marketing, sales, lead generating, whatever you want to call it, expert.
Yeah.
Guy that just likes to dive in and do the work, has grown an amazing company and is just continuing to really grow and expand. And, you know, Ronnie's actually a student of mine, client of mine, friend of mine, brother of mine, whatever you want to call it, for the last several years. He's just done some incredible things. And so I wanted to get him on the show today. Not to talk about me, but to talk about just a lot of the cool things that he's done. He took some simple strategy that we provided and he's turned it into these little empires that just seems to be doing some real cool stuff and kind of made it his own. And so today we're just going to have a conversation about some of the simple things he did and some of the simple tact and strategy that you guys could take and go off and apply in your own business. So I'm excited for this interview today, Ronnie, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. I know you're a very busy individual, so it means a lot to sit down with you and chat and catch up. If any, this is probably about the only times we get to catch up, is it some kind of video like this.
Creating content for something else, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody out there, I appreciate your time. So what I'm going to be kind of talking to you about today is some things that I've implemented in my growth and my business that's really achieved a lot of results from, you know, targeted marketing, how I expanded my brand with it and built a brokerage and recruited agents. And now we're actually expanding the brokerage. So we'll probably chat about all kinds of different things. So hopefully this is actually not a waste of your time and you can take away a ton of things that you can implement in your business and move that needle and actually start making some money.
Love it. Love it. Before we dive into that, let's just give the short, sweet version of the Ronnie George story. Like, who are you and how did you get to where you are today? I know you started in real estate really long, really young, not long, but like I said before we started, I'm tired. Sorry, guys. But give us a story, man. How did you get into the business and how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, well, I started when I was 18 years old. So about 13, 14 years ago, I've been selling real estate there. And I had the idea starting, you know, when I was in college and someone else was talking about it, sharing what their aunt did. And I was like, you know, that sounds really cool. So I took the course, I got into it, and I never really hit it big until I went full time into real estate. And that was at the end of 2015 of when I kind of met Grant and really bought into Modern Agent Mastery and learned all about Facebook advertising. So I cranked up some leads and I was just overwhelmed and inundated with the amount of leads that I had received. And I had this huge epiphany moment. I'm like, oh my God, this can like totally dominate everybody. You know, I started using Facebook Live because Facebook Live, it just came out like at the end of 15 or beginning of 16, something like that. So I started incorporating that in my advertising, got very comfortable being uncomfortable, you know, sweating a lot on video, really scared of like, what the hell am I even doing? So I started using that and it really took shape once. I had all these leads constantly coming in, but I realized I'm like, these people don't know me. They don't have a clue of who I am. So that's why I started using video. But it really clicked when people started calling me and saying, hey, I saw some of your videos and a friend of mine told me that I should reach out to you. And I was like, okay, I'm on to something here, right? So I just stuck with it and kept doing it. And eventually those turned into like cinematic style videos and then just pushing the brand more and just really just trying to identify myself as something different from everybody else, you know, create my own little niche. And that just really kept expanding and then started a brokerage and then did the recruiting from the same tactics and just really went from there. So, I mean, that's kind of in a nutshell, and that all kind of really, so like a 4 or 5 year period of when things really got serious to kind of where we are now.
I love it. You've been a pretty fun guy to watch. I was talking to somebody the other day and I was like, I think I've created a few millionaires. And I think you're one of those guys that helped earn, you know, quite a bit of money. And that's beside the point, but it's definitely been fun to watch you take like just some simple ideas and turn them into some, you know, crazy cool stuff. And one of the things that I've particularly been interested in is the way that you've built your brand. And it seems like there's a nice mixture of just like organic content where you pull your phone out. And then there's a nice healthy mixture of like the, like you're talking about the cinematography stuff where you like pull out the camera equipment and you're editing stuff up. Talk to us a little bit about like some of the brand building aspects of being a real estate agent. Do you first of all see where, you know, your pull out my phone, record a quick video stuff does better than your professionally edited stuff? Or like, what was the push one of those two ways?
Well, so to speak on a couple of things, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think I made like $500,000 in commission just spending $20,000 in Facebook ads. Those are nice round numbers and I know I could always remember them. And that was over that short period of time. And I'm like, holy crap, this is insane. So the ROI was out of this roof, right? And because I was in an area where very few people understood it and knew how to do it. So that's why I just stuck with it. Like I built everything off of Facebook ads. But to speak on what you were talking about with video, yes, I think it's a healthy mix because I think people connect with you more with the impromptu, you know, selfie style videos. Like those would be the ones that people really, you know, hear what you're trying to say and it's how you say it instead of just what you're saying. So I think those transition that message a lot more because I was making those other videos really just to kind of show off and try and be like, hey, here's how I do it differently. So it was a brand building piece, but the connecting piece was really with the mobile, you know, really with those Facebook lives because I would speak to people in a way that was directly about a specific topic and like I was answering a question that they had just asked me.
So like, hold on, right? I just want to catch that thought. Like if you heard what he said, guys, he made his videos very personal, almost like he was talking directly to somebody. We have a tendency, I do all the time, to say, hey, guys, or what's up, Facebook, or like to overly generalize my message like I'm talking to a big group of people. And that's a mistake that I catch myself making very frequently. And you are really good at this. When you are so like intentional about like just acting like you're talking to one person, dude, the conversion difference is like insanely different.
Yeah. Cause they're like, are you talking to me right now? They're like, I'm literally dealing with them. Like, whoa. Like, cause you're explaining, like I'm literally pretending I'm having a conversation with them and talking to them like, you know, you get it, you understand. And they're like, uh-huh. Like they're shaking their head on the other side of their phone, you know, type concepts. Like I need you to be that specific. Like for those agents out there that are like, what do I talk about? Well, what you talk about are the things that the questions you get from your clients or the things that you think that they're experiencing. Like, how do I sell a home with a contingency? How do I negotiate the best deal on an investment property? Like take very, very narrow topics, write them all out and just do videos on them. And you're like, oh, I had an idea that I wanted to share this video and just let it rip. Because you'll screw up the first 30 seconds or a minute, but then you'll catch your flow with it, right? And then you'll just start spitting some good stuff and it'll flow really well. And you want to capture those little nuggets because then you could take that video, chop that little clip, and then use that as an ad.
Mm. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, that's, we call it the content compound, right? Where you take one piece of content and you turn it into a ton of pieces of content. How do you do that? Do you just like grab a video or do you
grab- Well, the way I do it is, I'm sorry, you cut out. You said the way that I do that is what?
Yeah, I was sorry. My internet's cutting out a little bit, guys. Sorry if you're listening to this, if that was a little choppy, but I'd ask Ronnie, like, how, we call this the content compound where we take one piece and we turn it into a ton of pieces of content. How do you do that? Like, because you do most of this stuff, right? You don't
do all of it,
right? So you're like an anomaly. You're a broker who's got a ton of agents and you're going a crazy business, but you also still do a lot of the marketing work, which is fascinating. But how do you do that? But it, like, no, it really puts you in the right position to answer this question, you know, because like not everybody out there is a content expert, but, and you weren't either when you started, right?
So not at all. I just had to learn it.
Yeah. You over time became that. So how do you take one piece of content and turn it into a bunch of pieces?
All right. So to answer that question, it actually starts with one other question. The way that I'm able to do a lot of this stuff is I have intense focus on when I'm wanting to do something. And that's honestly the best way to get something done is when you know to do it, you prioritize it, you execute on it, you focus every bit of attention and you get it done. Don't worry about all the other crap in the way. Get your one thing done and knock it out of the way. Like if I have an idea for a funnel, I will do it and complete it tonight and stay up all night until it's completely done. That's how I can execute these things and create all this content. So that's my key to you is just be insanely focused on it. So what I'll do, it's actually a multi-stage thing. And right now I'm doing like a 30-day Facebook Live challenge. I'm just challenged myself, just kind of made it up. I've been going live to Facebook every single day for like the past 2.5 weeks because I'm creating content, right? And I'm getting better at my messaging, my voice, and things like that, just making myself do it. So what I do is I take that same video, I download it, I upload it to YouTube, and then I also take that and then upload it to my website on my blog. And then so now it's a blog article that's an actual YouTube video. And then I can share that out to my database that basically says, hey, I just made a new video about X, Y, and Z. You should really check it out. And then plus it's on Facebook Live, so it's hitting multiple aspects. Then I'll do something on Instagram and be like, hey, everybody, I just made a new video. You should really check it out. It's on YouTube and just, you know, here's the link to it. And then I'll sit there. And then if I really get bored, which I haven't been able to do it except for a couple of them, I'll take that same content, upload it to Final Cut Pro, take those little 30-second to minute clips and turn them into something fun, like a little thing like a Gary V style with the banner over the top and different things like that. So you can take those ones that really resonate with people and turn that into more content. So, I mean, that's just the way I just multi-purpose. Your audio.
Sorry, I always mute myself. Were you really good at it when you got started?
Oh, of course, Grant. I mean, I did it great. Hell no, no, dude, I sucked at it. Like, I mean, what part though?
Like any of it. More specifically, because you're seeing so many people now that are beginning to create content and are beginning to create video content because there's a big driver in the industry. Like, hey, create video content. But there's a lot of people that have been doing it for years, like you and some other people that we've worked with and so on and so forth. But like, how do I, like, cause we always tell people like, don't create roadblocks, just pull your phone out and go. But there's some people like you, Justin Packerack, there's some other great, great agents that we seem to be around that just became like great video editors almost, not overnight, but how do you, like, walk us through the progression? Like, did you just start with a cell phone to get it out there? Or
Dude,
I'm not putting a video out until I'm a video editing pro. Like, how?
No, literally, you should see some of my old videos. Like, I was literally sitting there like, hey, everybody, this is my new listing, 123 Main Street. It's got some really nice ceiling. Like, I had, like, no soul in the video. Like, I just had zero personality through the entire thing. But what I did is I used my phone. I set it up on a tripod. And I basically just spoke to it, you know, and I kept getting it better. I was just obsessed. And here's probably the reason why. I was obsessed with constant improvement. And I think that's the thing is people think they do it and they're just good enough. But it's like I did it and I'm like, okay, now I got to make it better. All right, now I want to make it better. And then so on and so forth. And I like even now, it's like I want to keep making it better. So it might be like something that I'm never content. That's why I'm always constantly trying to reinvent it and do it and scrub it and polish it and tweak it and make it better and better and better. And I think that's been one of the driving factors of why I'm just always doing this stuff. So I started at just complete dog crap from like shaky, you know, warped looking flip cam videos all the way to full scale HD, you know, studio light type crap, you know?
What was the timeline there? Did it take like a year, 2 years, 3 years before you really started getting good, or like a month, 2 months, 3 months?
Like I said, when I really got into it back in like 15, 16, it took me about at least a year or two before I really even invested in a videographer. Like I was doing it all myself. I was doing I bought my own camera. I had my slider and tripod. I was filming it. I was editing it. I was doing all that. So it took a while to progress up to that point. You know, some could do it quicker if they're more comfortable, which I'd recommend hire someone to come in instead of you trying to learn it. If it's not your forte, bring someone in to do it because it's a huge waste of time if you don't understand it. But for those that enjoy it, and I think I did, it was worth the investment of understanding how it all works. So, but yeah, it took a while.
What was the byproduct of all of this? Like getting good at lead generation, then getting good at branding and getting good at video marketing. Like what's been like the byproduct, the result in your business as because of all the work you've done?
I guess it goes back into my core belief of how someone should run and operate their business. I think that someone as an individual, if you're running a business, you should know every single aspect of your business and how to run every single piece. You don't have to do it, but you need to know how it works. Mm-hmm. So that way, if it breaks, you could instantly fix it instead of trying to bring someone from the outside and it taking them forever to do it. You could be like, oh yeah, just do this, 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 and this. Because I understand the fundamentals of how it works. So that's allowed me to be proficient and grow and scale the business because I know exactly what pieces I need someone to come in and do. So because I understand the dynamics, like if I hired some outside consulting or marketing company and they came in and they would totally control my content and I wouldn't have a clue, I'd be totally dependent upon them. If they ever raise the rate, like how Zillow, if you ever raise the rate, you're kind of stuck with them. But if you know how to create and do your own branding and advertising and marketing, it's like, well, you don't need anybody. So you could take it back until you find someone else.
I love it. Did building up the brand and all that stuff, did it make you one of the more well-known agents in Alexandria or?
Yeah. I mean, like everyone knows like my brand and the imagery and stuff like that because I constantly kept refining it. And once I understood the imagery of what I wanted it to portray, how I wanted it to look, the messaging and all that stuff. And I'm still constantly refining all that still now.
Did there come a time where you really like zeroed in on who your customer was and what type of content they would want? Or has it always just been like a general content spew?
I paid attention because the other thing with it is too, is like, I wouldn't get real specific with male or female or specific age I used to, but then I realized I'm like, well, that specific person, let's say my 30 or, you know, my 25 to 45 kind of range that connects with me well, I think it's a mindset that they connect with and the imagery. And those people, guess what? As time goes on, they get older. So let's say if that same 56-year-old 20 years in the past would have fell in my same demographics, they're just older now, but they still think the same. So they might still resonate with exactly what I'm saying. They're just an older version of my target audience. So that way I don't try and limit young or old. I just speak the message. And I think the message is what connects with the audience.
What types of content are you putting out to those people? Is it like purely educational stuff or is it some of Ronnie G's life or is it some community-based? Like what type of stuff are you putting out?
Most of it would always be educational, but I'm actually learning now that I need to put myself out more of like the things that I'm going through, my internal, external struggles, different things like that, because I've always just like felt like no one really cares. So I'm slowly learning that it's like, you know, it is good to share my vulnerabilities and my lack of confidence and things and how I got over them, because that way people can resonate and connect and be like, oh, wow, I do feel like that now. So you can show them the gap of where they are and where you are. And it actually makes people take action as opposed to no action at all.
Yeah, I love this. You know, guys, if you look at how, you know, every Hollywood writer writes movies, usually most movies are based on what's called the hero's two journeys. And so we typically set out when we're building a brand or we're telling our story or we're doing some of those types of things, and we have this journey of accomplishment in mind. So I'm where I am right now. I'm Grant Wise here today, 2019. And I see myself in 2022, 2024, 2026. Like I see who I want to become and what I want to accomplish. But what we fall in love with, what the consumer falls in love with, is your journey of transformation. So they don't care as much about what you accomplished in life. And you end up not caring about that as much either. You end up caring more about who you became in the process and what you overcame in the process. So understanding the hero's two journeys and the way that those two stories, those two different stories resonate with people is definitely fascinating. And I'm just trying to like tie that back to what Ronnie said. I mean, the more authentic that you can be, I know you think that it doesn't matter, but it matters greatly, especially when you're building a personal brand, which is what most of you are doing on a hyper-local level. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think the understanding, like, and those things were where I really sucked because I didn't care about that stuff because I didn't feel most people cared about. But watching other people and seeing the cultures that they actually build, that's where it comes from. It's because they connect with something greater than they are because they people love a good story. You know, people love that transformation, just like you said, you know, and they can connect with that.
So the evolution of this went from Ronnie G, RG3, sitting in a lab, putting out ads, then to building a brand, growing your business, growing your revenues, then to adding a couple agents to the mix, started to get the team culture, team vibe going, then into brokerage. And you have the number one independent brokerage in your area. You have one of the top five in your MLS, I believe you said, or in your board. and you're one of the top growing brokerages in the state of Louisiana. So like going through that entire evolution, it sounds like you didn't, maybe you, I don't know if you did expect it to happen overnight, but it seems like the last 4 or 5, 6 years, you've been a pretty patient guy as you've harnessed these different skill sets that kind of turned you into this leader where now you're like killing the recruiting game. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. It's like I always try and project myself out of where I'm going to be. And it's like I set that anchor in the future and I drag myself to it. Like I judge myself now to where I feel that I need to be. And it's bad in a way because I never really get to enjoy today because I'm so focused on what I should be doing. But that's the thing. It's driven me so far ahead of the competition that I need, I'm like looking for new stuff. And they're like, there's nothing new out there. So I have to turn around and look. And I'm like, oh crap, y'all are just now getting to Facebook. And I'm like, I felt like everyone was over that. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll go back to it now. So it's kind of cool because it's allowed me to feel like as soon as I learn something, I feel like I just discovered that something that everyone else knew. So I pace myself like I'm always behind my future self, constantly trying to keep up, right? Mm. And then what that does is it keeps me constantly learning. And that's what my internal motivation thing is it keeps pulling me forward. So when it comes to that type of thing, but yeah, I definitely projected like this exact office, same thing with, you know, psycho cybernetics and all that. Like I projected myself always wanting to be in this office, always having this view. And I was like, holy crap, it happened. Like it's insane. Cause I mean, it does work. You have to see it. But then now I've learned that if you don't think big enough, you are going to settle short. Like you're not going to hit those things that you really could, because you'll grow to the extent that you feel that you can. And then you'll hit it and you'll be like, damn, I should have thought bigger. And then you'll do it and you're constant. But if you just set one huge ass goal, it's going to be able to get you there and you won't constantly have to keep resetting.
Yeah. You know? Love it. How many agents are you up to now?
I think it's like 16 or 17 or something like that. And that was another epiphany that I kind of really had was I was recruiting a lot of agents, like, and I focused on this number game, but then I sat back and realized, I'm like, this is a waste of time. Like, I'm becoming what every other big brand really has. They're all about agent count. So what I'm doing is I'm about to release agents that aren't really performing and really only focus on the ones that I feel that are kind of a mirror image of me, that they're hustlers. They want to sell real estate. They don't really care about all the BS. They just want to produce. And I'd rather focus more attention on the ones that are actually getting the results instead of wasting my time on the people that haven't made the mental decision that they're good enough to be an agent. You know, I don't like trying to motivate people. It comes from within. And so it's like, if you don't have it, it's like, maybe I'm not the right fit for you. Go get some training elsewhere or something like that. When you're secure and you're ready to do it, I'll take you wherever you want to go. Cause I give them every single resource they need to achieve. And just most just sit there and look at it like, I don't know what to do. It's like, well, you gotta try, dog.
Do you feel like taking the time that you took to learn all of these new skill sets and, you know, getting good at lead gen, getting good at branding, getting good at sales, getting good at, we haven't even talked about conversion, getting good at team building, getting good at culture, getting good at, you know, all these different categories. Do you feel like the agents that you recruit, you know, really look up to you because you have that knowledge now and you have, you know, so much vast insight into how to help them really strategically grow their business? Or
I mean, I would hope so. I mean, I don't ever look like I'm like even like a broker or like I'm some big deal. Like I feel like I'm just a regular agent. I'm just like, I just got a brokerage, dog. Like I don't view myself as like, oh, I'm this big shot. I don't know. I'm just appreciative that they took the opportunity to work with me and that they connected with what I wanted to deliver. And I think that's why I constantly keep adding value. It's because I appreciate the fact that they decided to align with me in this path and took that a risk to, because I was something new, you know. But I think that, you know, they do ask for knowledge. And I think that's where it's been more exciting to help when people come in and they're in their next stage of their career and I can guide them on what to do and how to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's been fun to really help other people achieve what I've been able to achieve. So
love it. Love it, love it, love it. Man, I appreciate it. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about some of the things that we probably could sit on here for 3 or 4 hours and just go back and forth about the specific topics. So I guess it's probably good that we go ahead and just shut it on down now. I had one last question I was going to ask you. I forgot what it was. I went on this little rant and I forgot. It'll come to me some point.
It'll come to you. We'll do another one sometime.
Yeah, we'll just have to do another like 3-second podcast, 30-second podcast. Yeah. But no, I appreciate you stopping by. I know you're a really busy guy. That's what I was going to say. I think that, you know, you're such a good model for doing it the right way. I've watched you over the last few years and you didn't try to rush the process. There were times where you're like, let's get there, right? But I think at the end of the day, you always kind of like settled back into the right way of doing things, which is learning this skill set, and truly understanding what it was going to take at all levels, each skill set that you would need to really grow a business the way that you have grown. And I think you've done a phenomenal job. So if you're listening to this, I hope that you got some tact and some strategy and some stuff that you can take and go create some change in your own life. But if you want a good model for success, I think, you know, Ronnie's a guy that's just out there doing it, and he's doing it methodically, and he's doing it strategically, and he's doing it, in my opinion, the right way, just harnessing the skill sets. And I couldn't agree more that as a business owner, as a CEO, I think that you really need to know how stuff works. I mean, there comes a point in business when you're not going to know everything. It's just not possible. But when you look at like small business, if you don't know how to hold the accountant accountable or the videographer accountable or the media buyer accountable or the agent accountable, it becomes really difficult to run a successful company. And so I think that you're doing it the right way, man. I really appreciate you and everything that you guys have done. I appreciate you jumping by the show today. It's awesome.
Yeah, I do appreciate it. And to speak on exactly what you said, my little final thing is kind of to put it in a way that I understood was, I never really tried to grow to the demand of I don't know, the consumers. I always tried to grow to the demand of my abilities. So instead of trying to grow and say, oh, I can achieve all this, I never really overextended myself. I grew to the ability that I feel that my skill set was at. Because if anything, that created more demand, because people still came, and I grew when I was ready to grow. So that way I didn't get knocked back 5 or 6 steps. So grow to your capability and grow to your abilities instead of growing to what you think you can achieve. Grow to what you know you can achieve. You'll just keep going steady.
There is no elevator to success, man. You got to take the stairs. So one of my favorite quotes from Eric Thomas, he said, you're lucky that you didn't succeed the way that you wanted to succeed, because you're so immature, you would have lost it all. And I think it's a very blunt way to say it, but it's definitely, you know, some truth. What's the best way for somebody, if they're listening to this podcast, like, I like this Ronnie guy, I want to connect with him. What's their best way for somebody to connect with you?
The best way is just go to workwithronnie.com. I mean, literally everything is right there. I have tons of free training that I actually took some things from my brokerage and give free access to all the playlists, like the training, how to convert leads, how to make $100,000 in real estate, all completely free. So it's just a bunch of free resources, and it's just all at workwithronnie.com.
Love it. We'll make sure that we link that in the show notes, guys. I appreciate you so much. Continue to tune in to the podcast on the website. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play. We will see you guys on the next episode. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.